Now, with your eyes closed and in a comfortable position, place your thumb and finger together on your writing hand so they're touching. And now, fill up with air. Take a great full breath of air, filling up with air now, and hold this breath as I count to five. One, two, you're building anxiety purposefully and deliberately by holding your breath. It's a natural way. Three, take control of it physically by gently pressing your thumb and finger more tightly. Four, and now at five, let go. Release the breath, let go of the tension in your thumb and finger, and continue with your eyes closed. And the letting go of the breath, the releasing of the tension in your thumb and finger, that's the cue. That's the signal that you're giving to body and mind that right now, this is your time to go into trance. This is your time to make that gentle journey into the center of yourself, a gradual and progressive journey, going to that place or that feeling of a place within you where you're at ease, where you're at peace, where you are calm, and where you are relaxed. At all times, you'll be aware of where you are and what you're doing. For there's no going under, there's no going out, but there is a going within. And as you allow yourself to become absorbed in your own thoughts and ideas, you are going into trance. And going into trance is almost identical to going into a daydream. For in a daydream, you're also absorbed in your own thoughts and ideas, and you're still aware of where you are and what you're doing. Hypnosis is a system of methods that allow mind and body to share information more effectively. And one of those methods is called trance. A hypnotic trance is that wonderful state of being absorbed in your own thoughts and ideas. So absorbed in your thoughts and ideas that you minimize having to be distracted by the things around you. But there may be things around you that are distracting. So take control of them by giving them your permission to be there. If you find yourself in conflict with the sound of a barking dog or a television in another room or something that you think at first is annoying or distracting you, take control of it by giving it your permission to be there. In other words, you take control of it by disconnecting yourself from having to be in conflict with it and direct your attention inward to what is going on within you. And one of the things that will be going on within you first is a deep, deep relaxation response. Anxiety is a natural response of your body and mind to any real or imagined threat. And it is greatly influenced by thoughts, ideas, emotions, as well as any stimulants such as caffeine, fatigue, poor sleep, poor nutrition, and a learning process. For your body learns from everything you experience. And if your body has learned to be anxious or to have that physical state of anxiety more prevalent, by doing your hypnosis, you're unlearning the anxiety and replacing it with something called relaxation. And relaxation is the antidote to anxiety, for you cannot be anxious and relaxed at the same time. They are two distinctively different physiological states. When you are aware of where the anxiety is coming from, we call it anxiety. If it happens all of a sudden where the mechanism of fight or flight is turned on and you don't see where it's coming from, we call that a panic attack. In either case, the mechanisms of anxiety are the same. They're not a bad thing. They just happen to feel very uncomfortable or even scary when it occurs, and you don't see why it's happening or understand why it's happening. So as you let yourself begin relaxing, allow yourself also to observe with your thinking mind what I'm describing about the mechanisms of anxiety. For through your trance work now, you are going to be unlearning and reversing, canceling, neutralizing the anxiety response and replacing it with relaxation response. When something is perceived as a threat to you, whether it's real or imagined, it could be a physical threat, or it could even be an ego threat, meaning you might feel like something would embarrass you, something that emotionally is a threat. The mind of your body can turn on the mechanism of fight or flight. It's the survival mechanism that allowed our prehistoric ancestors to save their lives whenever they were in danger. It allowed them to be the one that did the eating and not being eaten. The mechanism is a survival mechanism. And there's a gland in your brain called the amygdala, which is lightning fast at being able to detect any threat to you. It's not very accurate. It's just very, very fast. And anytime there's a threat to you perceived, the amygdala immediately signals the hippocampus and the hypothalamus within brain to turn on the fight or flight response, which in turn sends a message to your adrenal glands to pour out all of the adrenaline, all of the catecholamines, to turn on all of these chemistries that produce the fight or flight response within your body. And it's very important to be able to be the observer of this mechanism. For as you observe it and know what it means, it doesn't have to be scary. So what happens when the adrenaline pours out? Now, as I'm describing this, I'd like you to continue relaxing. This is time to unlearn the anxiety and to replace it by learning relaxation. So as you relax, let your arms and legs feel heavier. Allow yourself to feel more at ease. Let your thoughts and ideas slow down or calm down. They'll continue. You don't have to stop your thinking or clear your mind. You just let it calm itself. When the fight or flight response was turned on in your body, the adrenaline that poured out of the adrenal glands immediately caused blood vessels in your arms and legs and hands to constrict. And that brought more of the volume of circulation back to the trunk and head of the body. It also caused the spleen to squeeze out more red cells that have coagulant factor. This was so that if you lost a hand or an arm in any type of battle or scuffle with a tiger, you wouldn't bleed to death. At the same time, your pupils dilate so that you're now collecting more light. And sometimes it may at first seem like things don't look quite as real, or at least they look different. Also, your heart begins to pump harder. It's pumping harder because it's first nourishing itself. The heart always pumps blood to itself first, to the coronary arteries, and then it's pumping faster because your breathing is going faster to oxygenate your blood. And this is building an energy within you that's adding to exchange of glycogen to glucose in muscles so that now your muscles are charged with energy. You have incredible strength. Your heart is racing. Your breathing is faster. And basically your body has heated up to this fight or flight response to protect you and save you, to give you the ability to run for your life or fight for your life. That was very useful in prehistoric times, and it's very useful in certain types of threatening conditions. But for the most part, we don't need that much of it. We use our thinking mind, we use our intelligence to direct and guide our lives safely and comfortably. Anytime there's been situations that have caused anxiety, that pattern of fight or flight perhaps happens too easily. It's too well learned. it becomes associated to too many things that don't need the fight or flight response to be turned on to. So right now, allow yourself to just simply be the observer, because any time that you would experience anxiety in the future, one of the first things to do is take a survey of your body and notice that the mechanism is working properly. Instead of being scared by it, instead of being frightened that your heart might be beating faster or harder, allow yourself to notice your body's functioning well. It's doing its job. That's what it does when it protects you. It just happens to be doing it at a wrong time. But as you notice that, yes, my hands are feeling cooler, things feel a little bit different as the blood rushes back to your head and trunk, your breathing is faster, your heart rate is faster, blood vessels constrict, things look a little bit different because your pupils have dilated. As you observe those mechanisms, just simply acknowledge, that's the fight or flight mechanism. That's my body doing its protective function, perhaps at an inappropriate time. And by making those observations, you're now ready to shift over to teach it something else, to teach it something comfortable. And the first thing you do now is let yourself imagine all of these systems of your body that are now learning from you. Or you might think of it as being in a classroom, and your adrenal glands and all the other systems of your body are in the chairs in the classroom. The blood vessels, your heart, your lungs, all of your body systems are in the classroom, and you're now describing to them that you're in control and that you want to enjoy greater comfort, so any time the anxiety response gets turned on, you're going to be giving them the message they can relax rapidly, comfortably. And one of those messages is this one. Let go. Letting go of any trying. There's no trying to do. There is only doing to do. And you can do or not do. So do this comfortably, gently. With your eyes closed now, survey the sounds around you. Notice some sounds are close to you, some sounds are far, some sounds are quiet, some sounds are loud, some sounds may be rhythmic and repeat, some sounds may be random. Use them all. Give them your permission to be there as background sounds. Allow them to be there as sounds that let you go deeper and deeper into a wonderful feeling of comfort as you allow yourself to go into trance. As you survey the sounds, also survey your body from head to toes or toes to head. Notice any places within your body where tension or anxiety accumulates or where you feel it. Now, assign your breathing to begin releasing it so that each inhalation of breath gathers up some of that tension or tightness, and each exhalation releases it from your body. Doesn't matter how much, how great, or how small amount there is. Each breath is now gathering some and releasing some. And sooner or later, any anxiety or tension is becoming less and less and less, as you're accumulating more and more of a deeper relaxation. Allow yourself to observe. It doesn't matter which hand or which arm goes to sleep first. You allow them your permission to warm. Allowing your hands to warm may include picturing or imagining that you're wearing gloves, or that your hands are in warm water, or you're doing something where it's warm and your hands are warming comfortably. That's a signal to your body that allows the blood vessels in the periphery or extremities of your body to dilate, which is exactly the opposite of an anxiety response, and a perfect relaxation response. And as your arms and legs feel heavier and warmer, occasionally, you may notice that It feels like a lightness or a weightlessness for you. That's fine. The important thing is the letting it go, for you make it happen by letting it happen. You're doing this with two parts of your mind right now. One part is the conscious, thinking mind. That's the part of you that knows how to tell time and add and subtract. It's the part of you that has thoughts. And thoughts are things. You can't see them, but you know you have them. And you don't have to clear them or stop them. You let them stream by, let them flow by, and allow yourself to detach from having to do anything about them. And the other part of mind that you're using is called subconscious mind. Your subconscious mind is that part of mind that's below or beneath your thinking level. It's the mind of your body. It's the part of you that is breathing you and regulating your digestion and regulating circulation and pulse and hormones. It also regulates the anxiety and relaxation responses. And your subconscious mind hears everything you are hearing now, even if you're not listening. Your subconscious mind hears everything that you're hearing, everything that you say and speak. It hears everything you think and imagine in your mind. So choose what you want. Choose the positive, comfortable thoughts of relaxation. And even if that's not what you are feeling at any particular time, let your body listen to you rather than you responding to your body. For your body or your subconscious mind hears everything that you're thinking, imagining, and saying. And it follows your instructions. You're the teacher. You're the thinker. You create the thoughts. Your subconscious mind responds to those thoughts. And right now, in doing trance work, we call those thoughts suggestions or hypnotic suggestions. So let the hypnotic suggestions continue and allow yourself to observe how well your subconscious mind responds to a suggestion that the muscles covering your head are now becoming more elastically smooth and soft. And as facial muscles begin to relax, the 40 or 50 facial muscles that blink and chew and smile and gesture, you don't have to do anything. For right now, there's no thing to be doing. Right now, no thing matters. It's another way of saying nothing matters very much right now, for this is your time. You're making, you're taking, you're using this time for your trance work. And it's a time that's just for you. It's for your experience of learning a deep relaxation within body and mind, which is replacing the anxiety response. And each time you practice and rehearse with your hypnosis, you're accumulating more and more of this inner wisdom within body, the automatic wisdom within body, to have relaxation available to you whenever you need to turn it on or reinforce it. Continuing with the relaxation, you let the neck and shoulder muscles relax. Your neck and shoulder muscles perform the work of carrying and balancing the weight of your head. And right now, there's no work for them to do. As you allow the surface you recline or lie upon to hold all the weight of your head for you, allowing neck and shoulders to let go comfortably and easily. Sooner or later, that flows down your shoulders and across your shoulders and down your shoulders, between your shoulder blades and down both arms, from your shoulders to your elbows, from your elbows to your wrists and hands and fingers and thumbs. And it really doesn't matter which arm or which hand goes to sleep first. You let them become warmer. You might allow them to become weightless or so heavy you don't even want to move them. You be the observer of the deep relaxation that's now set into motion as muscles across your chest relax and across your back and middle back and down your chest into your midsection, your waist and your abdomen and lower back and hips. Your body's relaxing more deeply. And sooner or later, both legs are relaxing. From your hips, down your thighs, to your knees, to your calves and ankles, feet and toes, gradually and progressively, letting go of any tension, allowing you to experience a deep relaxation response, and your hands and feet comfortably warm. The warming is another reminder that the larger skeletal muscles are relaxing, blood vessels are dilating, you are producing the relaxation response, and your body is learning. The mind of your body is learning to recognize your cues and your signals, and the physical body is learning. You are doing this. If at any time you find yourself trying, let go of the trying. There is no trying. This is a do or not do situation. And you can do this gently or slowly or comfortably or quietly or softly. You can even do it poorly. But you're doing it, and keep doing it. And any time a negative thought or a negative idea comes to mind, redirect yourself back to a positive thought and idea. For your subconscious mind hears everything you hear, everything you think and say. And your subconscious mind, the mind of your body, cannot tell the difference between what's real and what's imagined. For there have been times when the mind of your body, your subconscious, turned on anxiety and you didn't even see what was the threat. It didn't even have to be real. It could have been imagined. Like those times when you jumped out of the way of something on the carpet, only to discover maybe it was a rubber band or a twist tie or something harmless. But in that moment you jumped out of the way, you didn't think it to happen. Your subconscious mind perceived what it thought was a threat and made it happen before you could even think it. So right now, you're training your subconscious mind for relaxation. That's right. And your subconscious mind cannot tell the difference between what's real and what's imagined. Use that. By creating images, ideas, and imagination that convey the intentions of what you desire. So as you picture and imagine relaxation in whatever form you like, in whatever pictures, images, or thoughts allow you to convey the message of safety, well-being, comfort, relaxation, your subconscious mind responds. It can't tell the difference between what's real and what's imagined. So you can use that. For example, open your imagination now to let you be someplace that you feel wonderfully relaxed. It may be a place in another part of the world. It could be on an island, or it can be in a lovely meadow, or in a garden. It can be at another place in time as well as space. It could be at a time when you felt wonderfully comfortable and at ease and at peace of mind. And by just remembering that place, or creating that place in imagination, your subconscious mind, the mind of your body, is responding to those thoughts and ideas. So embellish them. Allow yourself now to experience a deepening of relaxation and a deepening of relaxing imagery. As I count from 10 down to 0, allow yourself to create a vertical imagery. In other words, let each descending number be associated with you going deeper and deeper into a wonderful relaxation, into a scene or a place that is safe and comfortable for you. And as I'm counting from 10 down to 9, you might enjoy feeling that heaviness continuing, allowing the warmth to flow through you. You might embellish it with a color, giving yourself an image of the color. If anxiety is a brilliant red or orange, what color is the deep relaxation? A soothing green, a blue, a pastel? That's right, down to 8. You use your imagination to create feelings for yourself, down to 7. And those feelings and thoughts are now being carried through every nerve pathway in your body. Your brain and nervous system allow a wonderful network to connect brain and body, mind and body, which we may call mind-body. And you're accessing the mind-body connection now. But in addition to your nervous system, your brain is also a gland. It secretes chemicals. And those chemicals and hormones, those molecules of emotion, also make pathways. And they can also carry messages throughout your body, allowing your body to relax more deeply down to 6. Arms and legs becoming so heavy you don't even want to move them, or maybe they even disappear, down to 5. Then a drifting in or drifting out, a drifting up, a drifting down is natural and normal. And sometimes you'll drift back up from 6 to 7 to 8. Something might distract you, and then you return, continuing back on your gentle journey inward, down to 7, 6, 5, the gentle journey into the center of yourself, to that place or that feeling of a place within you where everything is fine, where everything is in balance. For at the center of anything, everything is more balanced. And you're doing this. 4, your comfort is now being learned within body. This is 4, a learning experience deeply within mind-body. And whenever you need to or whenever you choose, you can use this relaxation response experience for a reminder of the comfort that your body can produce at other times. 3, going deeper and deeper and deeper. A gentle journey to that place or that feeling of a place within you that is quiet and calm and peaceful, where you can be the observer. But you don't have to respond to what you're observing. You're the observer, the detached observer. And as you practice your trance work, you allow yourself to become a wonderful, detached observer, much like being a hidden observer, where you're there to watch, but you don't have to respond. You're just there to watch. That's right. And one step at a time, you are unlearning the responses of anxiety and replacing them with relaxation, comfort, safety. Anything that is learned can be unlearned by relearning something else. And you're doing that now. As you're experiencing relaxation, you are learning, you are training, conditioning your body to accumulate the subconscious wisdom, the subconscious knowledge of having the relaxation available whenever you choose to turn it on, down through 0. That's right. Letting go gently and deeply. Letting go comfortably and peacefully. And you'll have questions. That's normal. Right now, you don't know what all of your questions are yet about this experience of relaxation and how you will apply it at a later time. You won't know what some of your questions are until they are answered by the experience of having a relaxation available to neutralize and erase any anxiety. That's right. You'll also make discoveries of your abilities and skills with relaxation at times and places that you choose to turn them on. And you can wonder how surprised you are each time you discover how well your body is responding to your thoughts and ideas for relaxation and comfort. You can wonder how surprised you are each time you recognize how well Your body is learning this relaxation response from you. And your body shows you how gently and easily it can also release you from any habits of caffeine, allowing you to develop even greater habits of restful sleep, allowing you to also have everything that physically enhances your comfort now working for you. That's right. That's right. Your subconscious mind is the mind of your body, and it hears everything that you're hearing now. It also memorizes everything that you are experiencing now. So each time you use, practice, rehearse with your hypnosis, you're accumulating subconscious knowledge and inner wisdom and automatic wisdom within body. You've done that before. The first time you rode a bicycle, you had to tell your feet how to work the pedals or use the handlebars. The first time you used a pencil or a pen, you had to practice the straight lines for printing capital letters and the curved lines for lowercase letters. The first time you learned to drive a car, you had to tell your feet how to press and release the pedals and how to steer. But very quickly, your body and mind took on that learning automatically, so that now you could ride a bicycle, you can read, you can write, you can drive a car safely, and you don't even have to be telling your feet what to do. And in the same way, your rehearsal and your practice with hypnosis, with this trance work, is accumulating the subconscious knowledge or wisdom for the relaxation response that quickly neutralizes. And it doesn't matter how quickly. All that's important is you recognize that you take control. For any time the anxiety or fight-or-flight response gets turned on, it will have been turned on, meaning that the chemistries of anxiety have been released, and it will take several minutes for you to reverse them or for you to feel the relaxation replacing them. What's important is that you're recognizing that you can do something with this. You have control now. You don't have to be frightened by it. For now, you can simply survey and be the detached observer to observe that, yes, your body is doing its protection or survival mode physically for you. And now you will choose whether it's appropriate and replace any unnecessary anxiety with relaxation. And you're practicing that now. You're training and teaching your body that right now. And your subconscious mind hears all of these hypnotic suggestions. It hears every thought. You're the thinker. You have thoughts. But you're not the thoughts. You're the thinker of the thoughts. You can stand back from the thoughts just as you can detach from the feelings or emotions. It's like being in a movie. Sometimes you can actually get involved emotionally with what's going on the screen, or sometimes you can detach from what's on the screen to just be the observer of what's on the screen. And in the same way, you can use your hypnosis as a form of detachment to be the observer so you're in control, and also to make the choices of what is most comfortable for you. You're doing this, and you're doing it well. You are doing this very well. It is an accumulative process, and each time you practice it, you're accumulating more and more of the subconscious wisdom. Now, as I count from 1 to 5, recognize that it is done. You've already given the mind of your body and your body all of the instruction it needs for right now. It is done. It is the end of the class period for mind and body, and you let yourself know that it is done, and you can rest, you can relax. If it's a time that you've set for yourself to go into a natural sleep, if you're using this at bedtime, you'll enjoy awakening at the time you've set for yourself. And if it's not appropriate to go into a sleep now, then allow yourself to shift over to bringing yourself to a comfortably alert waking state, bringing with you all of the comfort and bringing with you a confidence that you can do this whenever you want to or need to. That's right. Allowing arms and legs to awaken as I count from 1 to 5, bring yourself to a full alert waking state. 1, 2, feeling lighter and lighter. 3, getting ready to open your eyes if you haven't already. 4, and now at 5, enjoy a wonderfully, comfortably alert waking state, feeling refreshed, feeling at ease, and feeling comfortable. You've done this well. That's right.